From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump called Monday for a $54 billion annual increase in defense spending. He describes the 10% jump as a landmark event aimed at assuring the world of, in his words, American strength, security, and resolve. The president said the United States has to start winning wars again. Mr. Trump told the nation's governors that he will outline his spending priorities in greater detail in an address to Congress late Tuesday. Iraqi forces battling Islamic State militants reached a key bridge in the city of Mosul. They are pushing toward their week-old offensive to clear IS from the western side of the city. Officials said pro-government forces were in control of a section of what is known as the Fourth Bridge, or the southernmost bridge across the Tigris River. The United Nations has described a humanitarian crisis in the area, with people facing severe shortages of food, fuel, and medical supplies. A German hostage was executed in the Philippines by the Islamic State group Abu Sayyaf after a ransom deadline lapsed. A video of the execution of Jürgen Kanter was circulated Monday by the Site Intelligence Group, which monitors terrorist activity. The German man was kidnapped last November while sailing in the waters off the southern Philippines. Abu Sayyaf militants demanded a $600,000 ransom for his release, and the deadline to make the payment expired Sunday. The impeachment of South Korean President Park Geun-hye entered its final phase Monday. The South Korean Constitutional Court held its final hearing. This is VOA News.